Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see everybody. So I guess all of you came to find out why fun is good for you. If you don't know by now, you're never going to know. Fun is really very, very important because it helps the body stay healthy. And when the body's healthy and in a space of what we call happy, it's going to be a much better receptacle for you, the spirit. It's going to be much more capable of sending out a message of happiness, compassion, enthusiasm, love, all the good stuff we like and find so hard to find at times. When in reality, oftentimes what we truly seek is going to begin with fun. How many of you were brought up to believe you have to suffer to be spiritual? Oh, yes, you have to suffer. It's not true. It's absolutely one of the biggest lies on the planet, next to being lonely, because none of us are lonely. There's so many things around. But we want to focus on fun today and how it's good for you. Not only is it good for your body, it's good for you, the spirit, because it gives you a joyous space in which to operate. How often do you go around like Eeyore? Somebody asked me who Eeyore was the other day. Eeyore is a character in Winnie the Pooh, and Eeyore was always having trouble, always not having fun. So when I ask people, how are you doing today? And they say, oh, well, I'm struggling along. I go, okay, an Eeyore, I'm not hanging out with them today. Maybe they'll become Winnie the Pooh by tomorrow. I don't know. But one of the things we want to do is realize what Jesus was talking about when he said, come as a child. Come as a little child. Children are totally curious, totally excited, having fun with every little thing they find. Oh my goodness, a toe. I wonder what that is. Can we see life like that? Can we have fun with life? Walking out and seeing the sunrise or the sunset, and let that be fun, and raise your energy, raise your vibration, allow the experience of life simply to be fun. I went out walking the other day, and it was a gray day, but everything was so green. It rains a lot here, as you know. And I was just totally inspired and impressed by the green, just the expanse of green, and it brought a lot of fun into my life. So fun is everywhere. It just has to be inside you so that you can tune into the fun every place else. How about bird singing? All the many things. Maybe you have a pet. They will bring a lot of fun into your life if you're not so serious yourself. So today I want to remind you or introduce you to some spiritual information that can help you make room for fun in your body. And the reason you're not having fun is you're so busy focusing on other things. Your problems, your shortcomings, other people's problems and shortcomings, your fears, your disturbance, your unhappiness with whatever. So what we're going to do is make room by dumping some of that and starting to bring in more fun, more light, more bright. Everybody want to do that? Oh, yeah. Okay, time for more fun. So just close your eyes and sit up in your chair so your spine is straight. And have your feet flat on the floor and separate your hands in your lap. Because when your hands and feet are not touching, when they're separate, it allows your energy to flow fully and freely through you. You probably have had the experience of walking into a party or a social gathering and crossing your arms, or sitting down and crossing your legs. You're protecting yourself. You're closing your system. And sometimes that's a good idea. But today you're going to be getting in touch with you. So you want to open your system to yourself. Take a nice deep breath and be sure and continue to take nice deep breaths throughout your meditation. Because bodies need oxygen and they're not going to cooperate with you if you're not giving them an adequate amount. Now, the first thing we need to do is connect ourselves and that is each of us as spirit, to our individual bodies, and connect ourselves, the spirit, and our body to the center of the earth. This is called grounding. It's very similar to an electric ground, and it makes you safe. So let's do that right now. Just create for yourself a flow of energy that moves from near the base of your spine, through the chair, and the floor, and all the layers of the earth to the center of the earth. This is a spiritual creation. If it were a physical creation, we would have to get out the dirt diggers. And it would take us a long time. But that's not the case. This is a spiritual creation. We as spirit are creators, and we can even create fun. Take a nice deep breath and experience this flow of energy, this grounding cord moving from your first chakra near the base of your spine all the way to the center of the earth. Give yourself permission to be like a child and get excited about grounding. Get excited about knowing about grounding. Get excited about what grounding does for you and your body. Grounding puts you in charge of your physical creativity. Makes your body feel safe. Keeps you from being spacey, which is easy to have happen with all the electronic communication these days. Tune in to your grounding and be aware of how much it helps you have fun in your life. If you're not grounded, you're going to be spacey, disturbed, probably even frightened. So the next time you find yourself in fear, ground yourself. Increase your grounding. And that leads me to the next most wonderful thing about grounding, and that is you can release energy down the grounding cord. So whatever the body is feeling overwhelmed by, you can release. So if you're releasing fear, it actually enhances your grounding because it moves down the grounding cord, making it stronger, and gets recycled in the center of Mother Earth. So allow your grounding to strengthen by sending down that grounding cord anything you want to release right now. Let it be fun. Instead of saying, oh, I'm in fear, this is terrible, and that makes me even more scared, how about saying, oh, I'm grounded, and I'm releasing fear from my body, and this is fun, and I already feel better. You're in charge. And that leads us to the next step, and that is you are spirit, and the ideal place for you to abide within your physical body is the center of your head. So allow yourself to tune in to that bright spark of light that's you. Just bring that bright spark to the top of your head and pause there for a moment. Let the body feel your presence. Yes, bodies feel and have all kinds of sensations. You, the spirit, know and see. Come to the top of your head where you know that you are spirit, and experience the absolute joy and fun of knowing that, and allowing your body to know that you are spirit, and you are in charge of your reality. Then slowly come down into the center of your head. You can sit a little above and behind your eyes and be aware of your spiritual presence within your body. Be aware of your body around you. This is your temple. this is the place for you to play on planet Earth. You cannot do the many things you do on this planet unless you have a body. You can visit here and you can do many things as spirit, but for you to truly experience the physical experience, you have to have a body. What fun. You, the spirit, come to planet Earth where anything can be done, where choice is the lesson, and you now have a body. What do you want to do with that body? The only limitations you have are your beliefs. So be in that neutral space in the center of your head and allow yourself to send down your grounding, anything that keeps you, the spirit, from coming into your body and having fun in your body. You may be sending down things you learned from other people. When you get to be an adult, you don't have fun anymore. You just work. You have to be responsible. I've never figured why we can't be responsible and have fun at the same time, but a lot of people don't buy that. Be in the center of your head, please, and let go of any beliefs that keep you from having fun. Well, other people aren't having fun, so I can't have fun. Wow, I don't know how that figures. People are starving, so I can't have fun. I don't know how that figures either. What happens when you have fun and put that high vibration into yourself and therefore into the world? It raises the vibration all over the world. Someone across the planet may very well get a spark from you having fun and change their life in a beneficial manner. But what if you just sit at the center of your head or on top of your head or on the moon and put out Eeyore vibrations? Woe is me. How does that resonate through the planet? Victimizing, self-sympathy, not fun. Start balancing yourself and being aware that having fun is a healing not only for you, but everyone on the planet, because then you put out fun vibrations. Whatever is within you is in the world. So take a nice deep breath, be grounded, and meditate for a moment what's in you, because that's what you're giving everyone else. What is in you? Be in the center of your head and communicate with your body. Tune in to what's in that body, because what's in that body is what you're moving through and what you're sharing with the world. If at this moment you're joyous, that's what you're sharing with the world. If you're frightened, that's what you're sharing with the world. If you're believing you're a victim, that's what you're sharing with the world. It's kind of ridiculous for any one of us in the United States to ever have that sense of being a victim. We have water, food, housing, clothing. And if we don't have those things, we can usually find some way to get them. There are many places in the world where people can't even get those things because they aren't there. Have fun, have joy, and allow that to be what you share with everyone. Meditate on what you have within you and feel free to use your grounding to let go of anything you want to diminish within yourself and allow yourself to bring in fun. One of the things some of the newer industries in the computer world have figured out is creating a fun work environment. Everybody's running around in jeans and t-shirts, sitting in the kind of furniture they want to. Very different from coats and ties and extremely high heels. They're having fun. And my goodness, do they produce we all know, because we're having to buy their products every 60 days because there's always something new. Take a nice deep breath. Fun. Life can be fun. All of our great spiritual teachers have taught about fun. There's the laughing Buddha. Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine at a wedding. Talk about fun. Meditate on changing those things you don't like in your body and allowing in more fun. You can have fun doing anything. Everybody says, no way. Believe me, I've had a lot of experience in this life. And whatever you're experiencing is from inside you. And you can change it in a moment. Take that moment right now and use your grounding to release what you want to let go of. And let the vibration of fun come into you. Oh, it'll make you grow and change and maybe make you feel like an Eeyore for a short while. But you keep focusing on having a high vibration and having fun like a child. Come as a child. Allow that childlike vibration to be within you. Not childish people, childlike. Discovering all the wonderful things within you as well as around you. A friend of mine who's a member of the church was visiting as a guest in one of the classes she'd already taken, and I asked her if she had any words of wisdom for the people in the class, and she said, basically, don't be afraid, although I'm not sure she used those words. But she said she had been concerned about just discovering bad things in herself or things she didn't like. And the opposite was true. She discovered what a bright, beautiful soul she is and how many healing talents she has. So as you get in touch with the fun, get in touch with what's inside you, you can have fun with. You can have a lot of fun with a bright energy. And everyone is bright energy. You can have a lot of fun with healing talents. Take a nice deep breath and meditate on letting go of the downer energies and increasing the higher energy of fun. Now be in the center of your head and be grounded, and I'm going to give you a moment just to meditate on how you have fun. Make a little list for yourself. Then tune into how you would like to have fun. Maybe there's some things you would like to do. I mean, maybe you'd like to do things as simple as making sure you get to watch the sunset or the sunrise, or sit in your yard for a moment, or watch the neighborhood cat, play with a pet, play with a child, play in your garden. There's so many fun things to do on the planet. And if you're too busy to do any of them, then meditate on what has you too busy. And focus on not only what you would like to do, but what you already do. You might be surprised evaluating the fun things you do. It's like, wow, I have more fun than I thought I did. This is a planet of dichotomies, opposites. And unfortunately, many people are programmed to have the end of the dichotomy of not being happy, not having fun, programmed about how to be an adult, how to be productive. A lot of those things you've been taught are lies. Give yourself permission to let them go. And begin to have fun with whatever you're doing. It's really amazing to see how serious fun is to so many of you. If you can't meditate on something in the present that you have fun with, meditate on some experiences you've had through life that were fun. And bring those into the present. Notice that vibration is still within you. All right, nice deep breath. Enhance your grounding and be in the center of your head. And I want us to tune in to the great teacher, Jesus. We've had so many great teachers. I was just reading something about Moses, another great teacher. But let's talk to Jesus, because he really did love to have fun. It's something that isn't advertised about him very much. But he loved to party. He hung out with people that he wasn't supposed to. And had a good time. So say hello to Jesus. What a wonderful soul. What a fabulous teacher about life. Allow yourself to be in the present with the soul. Jesus was not a goody two-shoes. He was a man who lived life to the fullest. He called it the way he saw it. And he had fun. You'll even find in the Bible a lot of references to Jesus at parties. I notice that gets downplayed. He was once called twice called a wine bibber, a drunk. He was called a glutton. So you know he had some fun. Be in the present with this fabulous teacher, this wonderful soul, who could shine God into the world through a physical body. And talk to him about fun and the importance of fun in everyone's life. Ask Jesus for some information that could help you have more fun. I mean, just letting go of some expectations of yours or someone else's. Or letting yourself lighten up. Fun can be had anywhere. Ask Jesus how you can allow more of that in your life. Thank Jesus for all the great validation and information. And let him go. Let yourself be here and now. And I want you to meditate for a moment on how you can allow your meditations to be more fun. Could it come from focusing on things that are more fun for you, instead of always focusing on all the things you have to fix or improve? Like my friend I mentioned earlier, how about focusing on the qualities within you that you like? That can be fun. I know several people, though, that the minute you validate that aspect of themselves, they start crying. And the reason is because they've gotten so little of that kind of validation. Maybe that's true for you. So start with yourself. Validate the qualities in you that are fun for you. Like having compassion. Wow. Look at what you have. Have fun with it. Now let's have some fun and be like children again, and above our heads create a bright gold sun. What fun. We're creators. We're always creating. Create that sun above you and let that brilliant gold energy from the sun flow to you and through you, filling your whole body, and let it flow into the center of the earth. Let that gold energy heal you and nurture you and bring up your vibration. Allow that flow of gold energy through you to be fun. Then use that vibration, that bright vitality, to help you communicate consciously with your God. I don't know of anything that's more fun than that, if you're not serious about it. But so many people believe that God expects things of them that aren't expected. Or they expect things of themselves that keep them from having fun with this amazing experience of having a body on planet Earth. But the cosmic awareness is fun. Tremendous high vibration, constantly moving and changing. So allow yourself to use this high gold vibration to tune in to your God. And allow yourself to use the gold energy to wash away things that keep you from having fun, and your communion with God to bring more fun into your creative process. I'll give you a few moments of silence for your personal communion. Take a nice deep breath. Thank God for all that you have, all that you can create. And give yourself permission to have more fun. And let that vibration go out from you into the world so that we can all raise our vibration and be more in tune and in agreement with the cosmic flow. Allow yourself to make a separation with your God, to bring your attention more into the physical world so that you can function here. You can release that gold energy into the planet and bring your vibration to a place that's comfortable for you and your body. When you're ready, just open your eyes. Pat your knee, wiggle your foot. Come back to the physical world, and when you're ready, you can bend forward and release some energy. Sit up. And hello. Hello, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.